Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Tape number 12, Overcoming Worry. Even one of our Lord's most faithful followers, Martha, was a worrier. She became filled with anxiety about her household tasks and her sister's failure to help her with these chores. Martha felt Mary was shirking her duty. This irritated her so much that she complained, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." Luke 10, verse 40. How many of us today are Marthas, in the words of the Bible, anxious and troubled about many things? Gently Jesus rebuked her and pointed out that Mary had chosen the better part that could never be taken away from her. She had left all to follow him. Luke 10, 41 and 42. So deep are the problems of our time that this has been called the age of anxiety. Probably no sin is so widespread, yet our Lord commanded us, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on." Matthew 6, 25. Many people who are careful in telling the truth, who would not think of murdering anyone or using God's name in vain, are still guilty of worry and fretfulness. Countless hours are lost through anxieties. Multitudes of persons damage their health and shorten their lives through anxiety. In addition, they make their lives miserable by being chronic worriers. Worry is deceptive. It always assigns to itself the highest and purest of motives. Long after any good can come from our abnormal concern, it lingers, much like the smile of the Cheshire cat. One false or inadequate remedy for anxiety and worry has been to tell ourselves that because all one's worries are just in the mind, one need only relax and the problems will go away. One widely repeated phrase has been, "Every day and every way I'm getting better and better." But this is a very inadequate remedy. While much of our problem is in our thinking, and thought control is an effective Bible principle, we must realize that we also have real problems as human beings, and just dismissing them from our minds will not make them go away. Another false remedy is to think that if God is with me, everything will be all right. This is naivety. The Bible makes clear to us that there's no immunity from pain, suffering, and death promised the Christian. This takes a shallow view of faith. The Bible does not promise the believer all sweetness and light, but it does enable us to have peace of mind amid the varying circumstances that confront us. Then what can we do about anxiety? What we need to do is to turn to God for help and to place our confidence in Him. Against the background of Jesus' teaching on worry and anxiety, we have His marvelous admonition, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for that day." Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34. Jesus advises us to take each day in its turn, face its problems honestly, and not to worry about tomorrow. So many of our worries are about little things, things that do not really matter. Other worries are about things we cannot help. The latter of these we must learn to accept. God helps us develop the ability to discern between the essential and the non-essential, and He will lead us to trust His care and provision. As He cares for the birds, the grass of the field, and the short-lived flowers, He will also care for us. Luke 12, verses 22 through 31. When we come to see things from God's perspective, we can learn to say with the Apostle Paul, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Romans 14 and verse 8. If our faith depends on each day's headlines, we are bound to be anxious about tomorrow's world. But if our faith is placed in our all-living, all-knowing, all-powerful God, who taught us to cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, we will know peace of mind. Placing our lives at His disposal, we know that He works in everything for our good. Romans 8, verse 28.